And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits and Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're talking some fishing and having a great time and giving away a phenomenal prize today.
Are you kidding me? Beyond phenomenal, Pete. The Sato Linewinder kit. I mean, this cool home version of something you'd see in a tackle shop.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a cool thing. And one lucky winner is going to win that today from calling in at 833-288-0973.
Yeah, all you need to do is supply the drill and a piece of plywood, and you put the kit together, and you literally have a $2,000 line winder.
And they're a $300 unit, which is pretty cool.
You can buy it at the Long Fin. You can buy it at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Other tackle stores just say, hey, I want that Sato line winder kit. It's a great answer for somebody that wants their own line winder to spool Spectra or Mono.
Or take line off.
Yeah. Does it all.
You gotta like it.
For sure.
Purpose.
Yeah, indeed. All the lines are full, but keep on trying. 833-288-0973. And our first San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast is Saturday, June 15th, just less than a couple of weeks away. It's going to be at Encinitas Ford at corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real with our buddy Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, fisherman and extraordinaire. Your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by a random draw for just showing up or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star fly down, fly back trip with me from Mazatlan in January, including round-trip ticket LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the letstalkhookup.com for more details on all the great Alaska airline destinations. You can also win a trip upon the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, and a ton of stuff to give away just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for complete rules and details on how you can win that four-day Royal Star fly down, fly back trip out of Mazatlan with me. And it's going to be Saturday, June 15th, Encinitas Ford, corner Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. A great time.
Fisherman friendly Ford
dealer. Oh, yeah, for sure. He's out fishing right now.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Dave. Dave calling from ANZA. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning there, guys.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Tim, I was on that first Mazatlan trip last January, and I caught my first ever cow, that 246-pound tuna. It was the fish of a lifetime. And I got to hand it to co-captain Brian. He was right there beside me the whole time on this fish, giving me a good coaching job, and that was the best fishing tutorial I've ever had, what he did. And also, the quality of that tropical tuna is so good, and I've been using some of those fisherman's processing seasonings on it. I would really suggest the sesame seed and spice or the sweet Cajun. It really sets off that fish. So, yeah, my question for you, you kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but I know that there are a couple other San Diego sport boats that base out of Puerto Vallarta during the winter months. And what is it about the Royal Star that sets you apart from what these other guys are doing?
That's a good question.
That's great. Thanks for the compliments, Dave. There's so much that you mentioned there. I could spend the rest of the program answering and expounding upon. Anyway, what really separates us is the load of sardines that we bring along. Not to mention the fact that you know, we bring our years of expertise in that style of fishing, and you know, that 7-man crew and our style of fishing, the guys in the mast, burn with the big glasses. I mean, we're we are professional offshore tuna fishermen. That's what we do. And you combine that, you know, again, with the size of our crew, our mobility, the fact that, you know, we're not tied down. We can, if the fish aren't biting in one place, we're not just going to drift all day with balloons out, man. We're going to get on the move. We're going to get the guys up top of the big glasses spinning, and we're going to find something else to work on. And that advantage cannot be overstated. But the ultimate advantage certainly is that load of sardines. Just having, you know, sardines are the magic bait. They just are. And both the quantity of sardines that we bring along, the quality, that translates into a hell of a lot more fishing opportunities. We saw it firsthand, you know, and we were right in the same arena with our colleagues who are also our competitors at the time down there, and we were throttling them, man, and those guys were watching.
Yeah, cool.
Plain and simple.
That's what it was. Yeah. You know? Hey, happens a lot.
When you have a dozen caballitos to chum, it doesn't really compare with multiple scoops of fresh sardine.
We're tooling around. We see some fish jumping. You know, Captain Blake Wasano, Mastman Extraordinaire, sees a spot and. You know, we roll in. We kind of got off for a second. Anyway, I was searching around, and I saw him on the sonar. I was like, okay, you know. And this was our – because we caught a couple in the morning, but we really hadn't seen – anything to really give it a test on, right? So we see this ball of fish, and I get over the top of him, and it's late in the day. It was our last day. We had plenty of bait, plenty. Anyway, we let fly on him, and – I'm telling you, I don't even, like, I just started hearing this screaming going on back there. It was like, you know, somebody fell over the side or something. What the heck is going on? I stick my head out the door, and I'm not kidding you, this 300-pounder comes out of the water. It's like all the way out of the water, broadside, maybe 10 feet off the stern.
Oh,
holy smokes,
man.
And that was one of about 20. I mean, they erupted. Just absolute explosion
on
the stern.
They're not used to that type of
But they knew what to do with it.
Right?
And I guess,
definitely brought out the animal in them.
I guess in that frenzy, you got a bite, right, Dave?
That was the one. We kind of settled in. We had seven fish that drift. We had five over 200. I mean,
that
was just a perfect example of what it means to have that advantage. And that doesn't mean you're gonna realize it every stop. But I'll tell you what, you know, when you get in that situation and you can make good on it, that's what it's all about.
And it's a cool thing running out of Mazatlan. There isn't that kind of pressure on those fish out of that harbor. You know,
and Mazatlan is such a cool place, right, Dave?
Oh, I loved it. I spent an extra 2 days there in the old Mazatlan, and it really reminded me a lot of the French Quarter down in New Orleans, architecture. I just loved it.
The cobblestone streets and the way things are made up, and it's just, you're right, it's total colonial look in the old Mazatlan.
Hey, one other thing Dave said that I think is really worthy to again, expound upon or expand upon is, you know, he talked about the coaching that he received while he was catching that fish, and that's really, you know,
not very important.
That's what long-range fishing is all about, and you see these just incredible catches with us and with our colleagues out there. And 9 out of 10 times, it really boils down to the advice, the coaching that those anglers are receiving while they're tussling on those big ones. I mean, it's literally the ultimate challenge battle. It's mano-a-mano with one of those big bastards. And less that coaching, both keeping the angler calm and focused and assisting the anglers if they get into some kind of snag up under the boat or whatever, it's just invaluable. And you can't get that anywhere other than on the deck of one of those boats, real time, in action. You can read about it, you can hear about it, you can watch it, videos. You can't live it until you're in the moment.
Tim, you're getting me pumped up for this trip. It's the end of January, right? I'm really excited.
Between that trip and everything in between?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be fun. Indeed. Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's find out what's going on that fishdope.com report, Corey.
And today, sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros to Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Pete, Corey. Tim, how are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. I just got a report from Scott Sherman, from Snap Insurance, and he was out yesterday and saw giants jumping out of the water. Couldn't get him to bite, but he said 200 to 300 pounders. Have you seen that yet?
That stuff's kind of, there's some inside information that stuff got up here to the island here 2 days ago. So I haven't been out there. Catalina's been on fire, so we haven't gone exploring out there at Clemente, but there's a rumor that fish is behind the island again, so you'll probably hear something about it this week.
Awesome.
But hey, Tim, I just want to let you know my dad really speaks highly of you. He thinks you're a very special man, so it's good to hear that from somebody other than my dad saying it. So my
Thank
dad
you.
Thinks you're pretty special.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Hey, guys, I told you that the weather was going to straighten up, and then they put this blanket over this overcast every June. It's like a blanket, and the water starts to heat up very quickly, and that's what we got going on over at Catalina. Corey, I don't know if you saw what your buddy Gary Mayhew did yesterday over there, but there are some huge schools of that 15 to 20-pound yellow over at Catalina roaming up and down the back side of the island, a little bit on the front side.
Oh, yeah.
If you're lucky enough to get on it, Gary had 20 fish over there yesterday, all over 15 pounds.
Whew, yeah.
Fishing on the plastics and the surface iron.
He's a fishy guy for sure. Jerry's a good guy.
Absolutely. He absolutely looped them yesterday, and he even tried a couple of live baits, he said, and he caught a couple fish on live baits, so... That's kind of different.
Yeah, but taking away from the artificials for sure. He's an artificial kind of guy, iron or, you know, plastic, whatever it be for the calicos too.
Exactly. So that fish at Catalina, the whole island's on fire. There's so much fish over there. The calico bass kind of figured out that it's spring. They've been kind of in shock, but those males are getting those golden gills and everything's starting to happen. There's a lot of barracuda over there. There's those big schools of yellows. There's squid at Clemente, and they're taking it back over to Catalina. I know there's some guys catching some sea bass over there. So Catalina's our main focus this week. It's really happening, but I know there's fish going on all over the place. That bluefin sounds like it snapped back, and guys had some pretty good scores the last couple days. So like I say every week, the only thing I can tell you guys is you got to go fishing.
I can only say that the conductor is standing up. He's hit the podium, and he's ready to start the orchestra because it's going to go off here. It's really ready to go, right?
Our area and everything. Pete, you're absolutely right. It's time.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
If you were waiting for something to happen, it happened.
It happened, yeah, for sure. Fishdope.com had it. If you weren't paying attention, they've had the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to get the absolute vital information that you must have, and that's fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you and your great videos?
All right. Hey, I just did a really good interview with a guy Tim knows very well. Most of the guys in San Diego know very well. I got Gary Black on film.
Ooh.
I did an hour and a half interview with Gary Black, and it's up on the website. We're just letting out a little bit at a time, but if you guys want to hear about long-range fishing and what it was like back in the old days and how these boats were designed and stuff, Gary Black is the guy. He was there on the cutting edge with Bruce Barnes and Mr. Knott and
And
those guys were down there.
And Gary was never at a loss for words. I'm sure that's a lively interview. I'm going to have to look at that myself. A living legend.
You know? Absolutely. And he was lucky. I was, because of the deal we did at my dad's landing down there a couple weeks ago, Pete, Gary called me up afterwards and asked if he could be on the website. And I was,
that's cool.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, Gary. Yeah,
Gary's a big Let's Talk Hook Up listener. We appreciate it. He's always there and always gives good information to me about the good old days. And I'm sure that interview has got to be incredible, Dave. So how do we access that?
YourSaltwaterGuide.com. And for a whopping $4.99 a month, you can be a member of the website. And we don't do anything like fish dope. That's not what it's about. It's about how to. It's about like the rubber band stuff, all that stuff. It's all how-to, and lots of interviews with legends of the industry.
Perfect, Dave. Captain Dave, your saltwater guide, fishdope.com report. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye, Tim.
Thank you again. Good morning.
Yeah, appreciate that. All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. And they want to talk to Tim. Let's talk to Jerry. Jerry, good morning. Jerry from Garden Grove. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Tim, Jerry. And Corey. I'm getting my final touches. You got to pinch me, Pete. 18 days till I lift off on a gun.
Nice.
And I'm getting excited. And I'm setting up my 30 wide with 135 solid. And what's your favorite connection to use? Like, I'm going to set it up for dropper loop, and I'm not sure how much, maybe 10 feet of 100 pound. What's your favorite connection to use for spectra to mono that size? I use the RP knot for the smaller stuff, but would that work for the heavier?
You're talking
stuff?
150 pound, 130 pound? Is that what you said?
135 pound spectra and 100 pound top shot of mono.
That RP knot will work. For sure. As long as it goes through your guide smooth, you know, trim those ends off fine. We've started, you know, we have kind of carried away with the elaborate connections. And, of course, the Sato kit.
Sato is,
I mean, that's a
go.
Phenomenal connection.
Yeah.
Excuse me, because it rolls through the guide so freely, especially when you're casting live baits. But if you're talking about dropper loop fishing or anything like that, that RP knot will suffice. I mean, you can go loop to loop. You can go, that RP. You can go Sato. I mean, they're all of those connections, as far as strength, are going to serve the cause. It's just a matter of which one that you like best, and by far the easiest, most efficient, quickest one to tie is that RP knot. And I got to tell you, I've gotten kind of lazy about it myself. It's just so much easier to just whip that RP knot together,
so
bam, you're done. And
yeah.
I've seen a lot of fish in excess of 150, 200 pound, 250 pounds caught on that. Where, you know, we used to be like, well, you know, if you want to do it right, you know, do the loop to loop and spend all that time rigging. And
yeah. Have you seen many failures?
I really haven't.
Yeah, at
I mean,
all.
That thing holds up.
It's
good.
Amazing. It's so simple. It's, of course, the same as the John Collins knot, RP knot. Not
exactly.
Same thing. We have
yeah,
it
it's a
on our YouTube. It's on our YouTube channel. You can watch John Collins himself teach you how to do it.
It's really similar to the Bob Sand. We always call it the Bob Sand. There's a twist or a turn, different, whatever. But they're all very similar, and they really do work good, man. They're extremely reliable. And now with a lighter spectrum, that it especially in sizes, the only drawback if you're talking about that bigger line size is the knot can get bulky if you really don't cinch it down good, and it might snag up on a guide going out there if you're trying to cast a live bait. But otherwise, from a strength perspective, it's the bomb, man. It's as good as any connection there is.
Jerry, have a great time on your trip. Thanks a lot for the
good
call
luck.
This morning. Let's jump back in. Let's talk to Mo calling from Vista. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Mo.
Good morning, guys. I got two questions for Tim. I was wondering, do they still troll for the bluefin?
We troll, but we don't get very many on the troll. You know, and if the God, what are the name of those little God, they're like a little mini swimmer thing. I'm just blanking.
Is it one
on
of
that.
The nomads?
It might be. We were catching them on that, and a few, mind you, a few last year. God, I wish I could remember the name of that darn thing.
Colt Sniper Jerkbait? Or?
No. We troll them.
Troll them. Okay.
It's going to kill me. Anyway, maybe somebody will call and save me. But the other one is a cedar plug. I mean, the standard, trusty old cedar plug. Those things.
And the bluefin will eat it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. But I wouldn't go out there and pin your success on the troll. I mean, you know, bluefin traditionally don't bite the troll that well. You get a random one. But we do troll. That said, there are times when we're school fishing. If there's other fish mixed in, let's say there's skipjack around or maybe some small yellowfin, or we're school fishing, it's highly competitive, there's other boats around, we don't troll jigs because I don't want to get stopped and catch one fish when there's the potential of hitting a school that's up. And you know, you're on your way, there's other boats looking for schools, you see one. And
competitive arena,
and
you want to get to
and
it.
And hook up.
Yeah,
right. Oh, my gosh, you're
yeah.
you know,
oh,
5 minutes winding in a skipjack, and next thing, that guy sees the school you were running on, and you know, your day is over, and he's a hero. So there are times when we just keep the jigs in because it's a heck of a lot more productive.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up, for the first time all morning, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Bradley. Good morning, Rich.
Wow, I can't believe I got through it. What a great show this morning. I'm sure enjoying all the stuff that Tim has had to offer with the different types of connections and a lot of expertise that you just don't hear anywhere else. Great
thanks, Rich.
Stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Corey opened up the show talking about using his glow-in-the-dark slugs for catching lingcod, and they've become very popular for that lately. And I'm hoping maybe he could share some of his preferred rigging techniques for targeting deeper water rockfish, especially the lingcod.
Well, it's a pretty darn easy technique. It's the same thing for the Alaskan halibut. It's just a larger lead head up in Alaska. And locally, if you're fishing, you know, 60 to 90 feet of water, you use a 1 ounce to 2 ounce lead head. And
the full size slug, though, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a full eight inch. And I super glue them. But if you look at Eric Landisfine, that writes for Bloody Decks, you know, BD Outdoors, he's got some type of pin mechanism that he's able to pin in there, and you just check him out in BD and scroll through his archive. It's from like a year and a half ago or so. So you can, it's a really neat video for keeping the lure pinned on a lead head.
Oh, okay.
You actually use a pin to put it in front of the ears that actually are there to hold on a plastic.
Oh, no kidding.
And so the pin will actually go through the plastic and anchor onto those ears on the lead head. So yeah.
I can tell you that that lure is deadly for lingcod.
It works. It
lethal.
Works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lethal.
And the simple thing about it is it's simple. And
yeah.
When you see it in the water and you bounce it around.
What do they think it is? What is it?
Well, it looks like a wounded bait fish when you're bouncing it around.
Okay.
It just looks like it's been tagged and like it's just waiting for a secondary inhale, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just looks. I don't even. It just looks good in the water. How that thing moves.
Lively.
And,
hey,
yeah.
Has anybody ever tried it on a bluefin tuna?
Well, I'm sure they eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen them eat the old swim baits too. And think about how many times. I know we'll go back to a day, I'm sure, where we're jig striking on albacore and the like. But those swim baits were absolutely incredible for dropping
that
back on
coming.
The slide.
That day's
oh yeah,
coming.
It is for sure.
Yeah, indeed.
That's a good one, Rich.
Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for calling us from Bradley. Of course, Rich is probably listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you haven't downloaded the Let's Talk Hookup app, it's easy. It's free. Just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download the Let's Talk Hookup app. Listen live. Listen to our archives. Adam does a fantastic job updating our archives. And you can access all our social media, our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channel are our three social media outlets.
Hey, so, if you want to check out some cool pictures, look at the pictures from Loretto from yesterday.
Oh, yeah, on Instagram.
From Rick. Yeah.
Yeah, really cool shots,
yeah, that
man.
Really nice stuff. Yeah, really good stuff down there for sure. So check that out. And it's our Let's Talk Hookup app, a must-have on your device for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Jack. Jack's calling from Ramona. Welcome to the show, Jack. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, and Tim. Your signal is really booming out here. I really love the new station.
Thank you very much. That's great news.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Tim, what kind of upgrades have you made to the boat this year?
Mechanical upgrades, a few upgrades downstairs in the cosmetics side. Actually, what I think our anglers will notice most is that we had a year. I think I was talking about this last time. We really focused a lot on the cosmetic details in the staterooms. You know, no matter what the boats. I always say the boat, it's a better boat today than it was the day it was launched because we've spent so much time upgrading, improving systems. But little things like, you know, no matter what, the boat was built, it was launched in June of 1985. So, you know, she's north of 30 years old now. And little things, you know, screws fall out of hinges get worn, you know, sinks kind of wash out, yada, yada. All that little stuff, we spent a full 2 weeks going through every single room and addressing all those little knick-knack odds and ends, which, you know, most of the time you just kind of overlook it. It's like, oh, that hinge is a little loose. Well, we don't overlook that stuff. Everything got done, and it's tight. The boat's
cool.
It's in great shape.
Yeah, you got to be. That's a thrill for you.
Yeah, she's ready to go mechanically. It's rock solid. I you know we're so
she's
ready.
Looking beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah.
We addressed the paint on the inside. There's all kinds of little stuff. You know, it's. We always say there's the need to do list and there's the want to do list. Of course, we address that need to do list first, and then we spend whatever extra time we have addressing those little things. We got a lot of those little odds and ends. Oh, wait a minute! Oh, I gotta say it. The best upgrade of the season. Brand new PA system.
Whoa!
we've had PA nightmares the last few years.
But something like, so simple can drive you nuts.
Oh, it's you know,
can't hear you
when you're making it now. So anyway, all brand new, big bomber speakers, crystal clear. We can pipe them. Matter of fact, we did on the last trip I was on. You can pipe the Sirius radio into the Sirius system. We were listening to the Dodger and Padre game. Matter of fact, we had that game on when Renfro smoked that grand slam in the ninth inning. It's such a huge improvement. Everybody can hear us wherever they are on the boat now, loud and clear, crystal clear. You can even hear Randy when he makes his announcements.
Really?
Yeah,
that's saying something. That must be good. Yeah. Hey, Jack, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Man, nothing but good times in studio here. We're going to be right back. More from Tim and the Royal Star on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, it's happening this week. It's the San Diego International Boat Show. It starts this Thursday at Spanish Landing, which is right across from the San Diego International Airport. Over 150 boats, entry-level cruises, personal watercrafts. I know Parker Boats will be there, and H&H Marine will be there with Yamaha outboards. A lot of going on there. They have beer gardens, live music, seminars on and off the water. It's giant. The San Diego International Boat Show is a must-see. It is Thursday and Friday, noon to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 6. Admission's just $15. 12 and under are free and discounts for active and military users. So check out SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more details.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this race?
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Hook up!
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We've had a fun show today.
So fun. Right? Captain Tim Ekstrom, you always get me pumped up, man.
I'm lathered.
And I'm pumped up for the bluefin summer season. I'm pumped up for that four-day fly-down, fly-back trip on the Royal Star.
Mazatlan trip.
Oh, man. All good, yeah.
What are they, who was the caller earlier that mentioned the, you know, the spring fever, the golden gills, you know, in the spring? That's what I feel like right now. It's like, you know, we're the same way. We can't wait to get back out. You know, the summer season. We get the golden gills also.
Right?
Big time as a fisherman.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Well, let's jump into those phones. They're packed up.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Sam. Sam's calling from Irvine. Welcome to the show this morning, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, great show. I kind of got the bluefin fever. I've been going out a couple times this year already. But, you know, I was watching, I think it was Carl on the Pacific Queen a couple weeks ago fishing at a lot of different methods. I went into my old tackle and I'm digging out some of those old blowback, like, they look like 4-0s with the chrome and the blue and stuff on them. It's kind of glowbacks. I didn't see anybody throwing those. Do you think those are effective lures to be using?
Are you talking about the Taddy 4-0s? Is that
right, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we caught fish on them before. I don't know why they wouldn't work. I mean, I will say that the flat falls, well, you know, I mean, I never saw them fish side by side, so I don't know. I just know that the flat falls are so incredibly effective that they've kind of trumped everything else. But
deadly effective.
I mean, we caught them before on those things. That was the old go-to, as a matter of fact, the Taddy 4-0.
Yeah.
The chrome. The chrome in the middle and
chrome,
that kind of bluish chrome.
Yeah. But it's amazing how the Shimano flat fall has just kind of taken over.
And rightly so, man.
Biting it.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like it. Those things have been the ultimate game changer.
And the cool thing is, too, is that, you know, last year it seemed like they were biting it in the dark, and early morning, late in the evening. They've been biting them midday this year.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's across the board.
Yeah.
And I have seen so many times where, you know, we'll stop and maybe you get four or five fish in a stop and three come on a flat fall and two come on baits. Or, you know, seven, eight, ten fish and six come on the flat. Those dang things outfish the live bait a lot.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
And it's just getting down into the zone, right?
Yeah, and that's the other thing I was going to say. It doesn't take a magician, man. It's not like there's some secret method. You know, flip the thing out there and let it sink and wind it back. They do bite it on the sink quite a bit, you know, and it's kind of like I was describing that sinker, because I've been fooled by them before. You know, you're letting it sink down, and you just feel that tick.
What was that?
Yeah, like, man, was that a fish? What was that? And you put it in gear, and oh, yeah, that is. You know? So you really have to be on the ball. Have you fished those things quite a bit?
Oh, yeah.
They do that.
And you don't even hardly feel a thing.
Exactly.
And you put it in gear and wind. Oh, there he is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know it was last year out by Clemenia. I had that, you know, felt that little tick. And then, you know, you start wind. It's a classic nighttime fish. You start wind. It's like rattle, rattle. It's like, oh, you know, what a pisser.
Damn thing.
Those 25-pounders, you know, because everybody's getting big ones, you know, and things rattling around. And it took like a full 3 minutes for it to start. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. This is a little heavier.
Legit.
Yeah. And it ended up being like, we handed somebody, it was like 240 pounds.
Oh!
A big one.
Oh.
But for a long time, we thought it was a small one.
So. That's crazy.
Just down there kind of shaking his head,
around. He wasn't really sure he was in all that grave of danger.
Yeah.
Until
he figured it out later.
It happened. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the best thing to do is when in doubt, just put it in gear and wind,
That's exactly it. That's what I say.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Sam. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Tom. Tom's calling from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Morning, Pete and
Tom.
Kim. First time on your new phone system there, Pete, and made it through.
All right, Tom, fantastic. Like we say, you're going to get just a ring, 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 ring if all the lines are full, but eventually you'll pop into the queue.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of like a first-time caller.
Great. All right, Tom. Well, thanks for joining us here on The Fan.
Yeah, anyway, Kim, you know, I watch a lot of Wicked Tuna broadcast there, and I hear a lot of the guys that, you know, they say, well, you know, the fish tend to bite a little bit better in the weather. Can you say that is a true statement? I know you've seen probably all kinds of weather out there, whether it's down below there or out here right off of our local banks, and this year's been a little more unique in that we have had a lot more weather. And then my second question is, with cooler water this year, do you see that cooler water offshore? And is that going to maybe open the door for our friends?
Oh,
well, I think that one thing I could say about our friends, I love that.
the A word.
Yeah, the dirty A word. You know, a pattern that I've seen for a lot of years is if there's any sign of yellowfin early, that's pretty much the death knell for our friends. And
albacore is what
yeah,
I'm talking
and
about.
There have been yellowfin mixed in with this bluefin. So, you know, being as out the ocean, I'd never make a declaration in the definite, but it's very unlikely, I think, that we're going to have any kind of significant year of albacore. Maybe something out west. You know, maybe they'll get up there, San Juan Seamount,
but
Rodriguez
Tim,
up that way.
What about the years where they were all mixed up? I mean, from Skippy's yellowfin and albacore and bluefin?
But usually when that happened, the albacore made an earlier showing.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to have a big year on them, you're going to see some sign earlier. You're
right,
gonna,
and that was my question.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be an indication. There's going to be
much earlier than the yellowfin.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. You know, there's a lot of long range traffic between, you know, going up and down from Hurricane Bank and the like. So we're looking, jigs are out, and you know, it just, you know, you hear that sign. Okay, a yellowfin was caught in May, and you know, pretty much, you know, so much for that one.
Right.
But so that's number one. I don't think that cooler water right now is likely going to translate into that, but.
You never know.
You just never
know. Now, what about the weather part of it?
The weather part of it, that was the second part. You know, I would say overall, it's good weather is far better for production than rough weather. And it's certainly a lot easier to find a fish, see the fish, you know, stay on them, just get located. But, I've heard that advance a bunch of times. Oh, yeah, it gets rough and it stirs them up and this and that.
Well,
not
I think the,
really.
But I think the Wicked Tuna guys, correct me if I'm wrong, Tim, they're on very shallow banks.
They are. They're fishing shallow. And
totally different deal. Yeah.
It's different. And you got to factor, you know, to throw in the TV drama factor. I'm not really sure what.
Oh, there's drama on
that? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there are some scripts being read, I think, or scenarios.
Or followed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, I don't, you know, obviously we'd all prefer fishing in good weather, but I don't think you can put your finger on it and say, hey, you know, rough weather or windy weather is better for fishing. It's not. But that said, we have had a hell of a lot. I mean, you know, we're offshore fishermen. I've had a hell of a lot of good days when, you know,
a little bit of weather comes
up. You're hanging on with both hands and they're
but
still
biting.
But
hey, if you've been through 4 weeks of beautiful grease weather and you get a little bit of wrinkle on the ocean, it could help.
See, well, I can definitely say I'd rather, you know, that grease calm weather. Now that's a tough condition to fish in. We all know the boat doesn't move. You just sit there and spin in a
circle.
Can't
fly the kites.
Everything's under the boat. Yeah, a little bit of breeze. I mean, if I had the perfect weather, I could call up, you know, 8 to 10 knots, 8 to 11 knots, just nice,
just enough
gentle breeze. Yeah. You know, just to make that texture a little bit of friendly whitecap, we call it. That to me is my ideal offshore condition.
You got me licking my chops.
Yeah, indeed. Hey,
I'm listening to it, thinking about it next weekend already.
Thanks for hanging out with us here on the Fan, Tom. Appreciate the call this morning. And speaking of the Wicked Tuna guys, don't forget it's the captain's reception at Dana Landing with Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, a big fundraiser there. It's going to be Sunday, the 23rd of June. And actually, that morning, we're going to have at least Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna here in the Fan studios
so
with us.
Cool.
So that's going to be fun talking about that. But the Fan is going to welcome Paul Hebert and maybe Babe Marciano. We'll see if we can get Dave too. But the captain's reception starts at Dana Landing. You can get tickets now at CaptainRallo's.org. CaptainRallo's.org. You can buy tickets for that great captain's reception. It's a really good time, and they have some phenomenal prizes.
What I heard is going to go down is going to be pretty darn cool. I'd get my ticket now.
You got to get them, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's talk to Bruce. Bruce calling from Lemon Grove. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Hey, good morning. Great show as usual. Hi, Captain Tim.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Actually, this is more for you, Corey. We're out yesterday. All the females were bright orange, and all the males seemed like they were stealthily white.
You're talking about calicos?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That's definitely good stuff, Bruce. We heard that from our saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen, talking about the Catalina fish, too, and what Brian Woolley was talking about up the coast of Dana Point, you know, just that 63, 64-degree water, and fish start changing color and want to get lathered up and
spawning mode.
Start the spawn mode. Yeah, it's kind of a neat thing.
They get
Bruce.
Stupid, right, and bite lures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What area were you fishing, Bruce?
Oh, just around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the drop off,
you know.
Yeah, Point Loma,
yeah,
right at the drop off.
You know, more inside. They were tighter yesterday because I think they're just getting used to that silty water out front, starting to clean up a little bit, but it's still pretty bad. We had to find a couple pockets, but a couple females were fully loaded. They were up to, we caught a 22 and a 24 yesterday. We don't have a scale, but we just measured them
inches.
Out. But
that's a big calico.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, they all go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's awesome, Bruce.
Why the change in the color, but they were definitely, there's a male, there's a female. So
it's time. Well, good for the report.
Yeah,
thanks a lot for that, Bruce. Appreciate the call this morning.
That's definitely good stuff. Let's talk to Bob. Bob calling from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Hey, in regards to the flatball, I've seen a lot of different methods of rigging them, and I was wondering if there was either a split ring or a welded ring on the front of it, if it would increase the action of the lure, the side-to-side action like it does on, like, surface iron and such, or is it better just to direct tie to it?
Well, you're going to get me on that one. I'm not the rigging master, but, you know, I don't want to talk out of turn. I'm not really sure.
But
in theory, the split ring or a ring would improve the action. I don't know if that's going to translate into more fish.
But the way you're rigging them too, Tim, you need that welded ring to be able to rig the harnesses up top.
Yeah, I like the welded ring better.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Indeed.
We need the rigging master, Rod Cod Rigging.
Yeah,
we
got
to expound upon
day.
This next
yeah,
weekend.
For sure. His entire life in
but
the tackle shop.
But here's the thing. They design it to be straight tied right to that.
That's
that
true.
On top.
That's how
and
it's
that's
supposed
the
to
way
work.
They design it. And so I would stick with the design of because that's why they build them and they get bit.
But I bet you if you go into Rick's shop, Fishman's Landing, where they've got them all pre-rigged, they have that ring up top, because that's where they're rigging the assist hooks.
That's
from.
True.
Yeah.
Very
that's
good.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Bob, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, rigging masters, you're talking about that. You have some on Royal Star. And Blake Wasano, I mean, I have learned so much from that guy, who is now a captain, by the way, right?
That's Captain Blake Wasano.
He knows so much about rigging. And that's the thing about going on a trip on the Royal Star, is that you don't need to know how to tie knots. You don't need to know what the best combination is to fish. You just ask the guys on the deck, and they'll set you up.
That's right. Those guys, you know, again, it's one of those big differences between long-range style fishing. The vast majority of the crew members on long-range boats, fishing is their trade. That's what they do. And they're not just... It's not just all about when they're on the boat. You'll find that when they're off, they're talking in tackle shops. They have their own network of between themselves.
This is what they live.
It's their trade, and they're constantly improving. They're up on all the latest techniques. Of course, I mean, you've talked about Blake Wasano. He's forgotten more about rigging than I'll ever know.
And what's Blake do when he's not when he has days off?
He fishes.
He fishes.
That's
what
he does.
Yeah. When he has days off the Royal Star, he goes fishing.
That's what he does.
Yeah.
Him and Ryan both. They're the same. You know, and all of the... All of the long range guys in general, you know, the guys who are really the pros.
Yes,
that's what they do. They live, they eat, they breathe, they sleep fishing.
Yeah,
because of that, again, you're getting these. Not only do you have a crew member who's in charge of you know, manning the boat and maintaining the boat, but these guys are they're like professional fishing guides.
Yeah.
Every one of them. That's what they do, and their job is to make sure that. The production is as high as it can possibly be for whatever situation we're in on both an individual and a collective basis. And the best thing anglers can do when they come on the boat is flag whether or not they have to go far. You know, hit one of the guys up. Hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not exactly clear on this. What should I do? There's nothing a crew member on these boats likes to hear more than that. They just light up. Here, let's get your gear together. Let's sit down and see what you got.
You know, that's a good point, Tim, is that you have several professional fishing guides on you. I never thought of it that way, but you want to go hire a fishing guide $400-$500 a day to hire a professional fishing guide. You've got like seven of them on the boat.
That's
exactly
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That are all part of the deal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even that you said 70, it's true. Even the guys in the galley, you know, they're in there whipping up meals, but they're good fishermen too.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
So here's the thing, is that people always ask me, it's like, I don't know whether I'm ready for a long-range trip. I've been fishing half and three-quarter day trip. you are ready for a long-range trip if you're a total novice, in my opinion, because of the expertise of these guides that go with you, right?
Totally. And you don't have any bad habits.
Yeah.
That's what we always say.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know anything. That's the best foundation you can start from.
And, once you go on a boat like the Royal Star, stay like a three-day trip or even a day-and-a-half trip, you know what the top of the line is, and you understand what the quality of this operation
is. Yeah, I would say hands down, probably 99%, 98% of anglers, if they go on a trip on Royal Star, they come back. They will come back.
Yep.
It's that good of an experience. It's that quality of an experience overall. And I'll have to add on. And it's not 100% dependent on whether you catch fish or not. Because, you know, hey, short trips, we've had a bunch of day and a half early. Whenever the wind blows, you're pinned down, you're on the coast somewhere just because nobody wants to go out and get pounded. You know what? All those anglers have a great time, too. The food's killer. The crew's great. The atmosphere is warm, friendly, welcoming. It's like, hey, this was a great time. You know, maybe we didn't catch a whole lot this time, but I want to do this
again.
But
that's the way it goes. That's the experience.
That's
the experience of the trip of fishing and having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's try and sneak in one quick one. Scott, about a minute left for you, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You have a quick question?
Actually more of a comment. You know, every week, I listened to you guys. I figured out the new system here on your new station. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But every time that I see Tim is going to be on, you know, they post it West Nuffer News, who's going to be on, I make sure I tune in because no matter what he says or what he's been written about or in the bite when they write his life story or whatever, you just learn so much from this guy. I think if people would just listen, they would learn so much. Not only would they be pumped up to get out and go fish, he just leaves a lasting impression on people. And I have to tune in every time he's on. It's a pleasure to see him every year at Fred Hall when he can make it, when he's not on the boat. And really, that's all I wanted to call and say was thanks so much for just spreading the word, sharing the knowledge, and keeping people stoked on going out there and fishing.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Thanks a million, Scott.
Appreciate the call. This
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, totally cool words. And we're going to hear more about that. We're going to find out who's won the Sato Line Winder kit. One of these lucky winners today won a really cool thing. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Saving Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 8th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro Snappers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels. G. Loomis rods and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 8th only. Plus, get free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin this Saturday, June 8th. Starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin. 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We've had such a fun time in studio and given away such a cool prize, the Sato Line Winder Kit. Scott from Huntington Beach, you've won the Sato Line Winder Kit. You're going to be so stoked. And if you're a guy that's heard this and you want to go into the shop and buy one, Fisherman's Landing, Longfin, a couple other shops, you can walk in and buy your own personal
for line winder $300. Kit. And you have the plywood and the drill, and you've got a $2,000 line winder literally there. It's pretty awesome. Yeah. Hey, and of course, being associated with Gary Sato is no bad thing either, because he is the man when
Amen.
It comes to the big fish, right? Yeah. Being associated with, of course, the Longfin and the Longfin sale, which will be next Saturday. And, of course, that's going to be a good one. That's the Shimano sale. Don't forget that. But being associated with the Royal Star, Tim Ekstrom, I mean, everybody said it here on the show. You run such an awesome operation. Love going fishing with you.
Thank you. A million thanks to everybody, you guys, and all the listeners and all Royal Star anglers. We're very humbled by all the support that we've received year after year. And, you know, we've made a pledge to anybody and everybody that not only are we going to maintain that quality of service and Royal Star standard, but improve it every year, every day we're out on the water. We're always looking for the next best thing, and we've certainly come up with a lot of them over the years, and we're looking for the next one again.
For sure. How do we get a hold of you?
619-224-4764. Call, talk to Tracy, Randy, Brian, or I in the office, or follow along RoyalStarSportFishing.com. We post those daily reports on the website, photos.
Fantastic.
Keep up
Tim.
To date. Away we go.
Thanks a lot. And tomorrow and next week, right here on The Fan, 97.3, Berkeley and Brandon from Seakeeper will be here in the Fan studios. And then next Sunday, it's going to be a great show with Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Corey, and thanks to Jordan and Adam. We'll see you next week.